Wisconsin's men's basketball team had a string of 19 straight NCAA tournament appearances grind to a halt this past season. The Badgers had made the Sweet 16 four straight years, had been to the Final Four in 2014 and 15, and the Badgers were the national runner-up in 2015. Hello, everyone. I'm Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with that tax-deductible contribution to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can learn more at WWIB.com. Wisconsin was three games under 500 this year, and starting freshman guard Brad Davison, who played most of the year with a bad shoulder, is back with me on the show today. So nobody, Brad, could have anticipated a 15-18 record for Wisconsin this year. We didn't see that coming. We didn't see all the key injuries to your guys that they would suffer coming either. How would you describe the 2017-18 season?
I think you kind of hit on the head with not what we expected. Definitely with missing the tournament, if that's something that we're going to get used to here at Wisconsin, we're not used to. But we were kind of back to the bottom line. We had some injuries that kind of got us out of our rhythm early in the season, and we kind of battling trying to find guys and trying to find depth as we went through. I think we also gave us a lot of credit. We stuck together. We ended the season winning our last 11, and really have some great momentum going into the next year. So definitely not what we expected this year, and not what we want to get used to. The future's bright. We got a very young team, everyone coming back, so we're very excited for the future and for next season.
Yeah, and when Trice went down with a foot injury and King out with a bum knee, that really hurt the backcourt. It became real thin there.
Yes, sir. That was one of our biggest struggles throughout the year, is just trying to find depth. We had a handful of guys playing different positions, trying to find minutes and trying to find breaks for others. I give Coach a lot of credit, though. We kept at it. We kept working hard. By the end of the year, we were able to turn it around. We just turned it around a little too late. I think by the end of the year, we were one of the top teams in the Big Ten, winning 8 of our last 11, losing to Michigan State twice for our 3 losses. But like I said, it creates a lot of momentum. We have a sour taste in our mouth in the tournament, but also we kind of proved what we could do, people that we had coming back. So, like I said, we're excited to put that thing in the DVD and keep looking forward.
Yep. So can you reassure nervous Badger fans that this was sort of a one-off season, that the team's going to be competitive again next year?
Definitely, without a doubt. That's our goal. We've already set our goals for next year. Final Four. Minneapolis is my hometown. I'm really looking forward to that. Hopefully we can make it back there. But like I said, we have everyone back. And like I said, we have that sour taste in our mouth that other Badgers teams have never had. So that gives us an opportunity to be special next year, something that's never been done before.
One of the Badger assistant coaches said that you hit the wall in February with the amount of minutes that you were playing, having the injury, playing through the injury. Is that right?
I think I hit a physical wall. It ended up kind of affecting me mentally for a little bit. It kind of got to a point in the season where I would spend about an hour and a half before practice rehabbing my shoulder to try to get it able to move enough to practice the way I wanted. And then going through practice and just trying to get through it without injuring the game and trying to just get through the game without injuring it more. And when you have that mindset, you can't perform the way you want, and you can't find as much joy in the game of basketball as you can. So that was definitely a struggle for me, just trying to get over that mindset of trying to get through games, and then kind of changing my mindset to being thankful that I could still play, when others can't around me, kind of how lucky I was that I still had the opportunity to play. So I think once I kind of flipped my mindset and changed my mindset, Coach gave me a couple of days off to rest my legs and rest my shoulder and kind of let that get some strength back. I think that's kind of what influenced me and pushed me towards having a successful end of the year that we want.
So lots of challenges for the ball club this year, for you personally. How did that, Brad, deepen your dependence on the Lord?
Yeah, I think just going through a struggle, a real struggle that I'd never really been through. In high school, I'd never really been injured before. I had gone through struggles that I thought were struggles, whether it was losing a game or a bad day or a test. That's not really a true struggle that can help you grow the way that this season did. I wasn't really wasn't really used to losing. I wasn't used to losing. I was used to having an injury. I tried not to do it with that, and still having to show up every day and try to keep a smile on my face. I couldn't do that by myself. I don't think I could have played to the injury by myself. And I told my trainer all the time that I had someone looking over me with my shoulder, and that's why I could do it every day. And I think through that struggle and kind of through that pain is where I developed my strength in my relationship. And it definitely wasn't something I did by myself. You know, I had great people around me that always held me accountable and challenged me. Starting with my sisters, that's kind of where I found my accountability in my faith. But that was huge getting me through the year.
Yeah, good. So what was the biggest thing you learned during your first year of college ball?
I would say the biggest thing or the biggest transition would be just is that it's more mental than physical. And I think a lot of times when freshmen come into college basketball, they hear about how much faster it is and how much stronger and athletic and how much longer everyone is at this level, which is true. But I think when you kind of sit back and realize that it's still basketball, I think you get a lot more confidence and realize that it's the same game you've been playing your whole life. So I think once I got over the hump of it being college basketball and it was just basketball again, I really settled in with a lot more comfortable out there.
Okay, all Big Ten freshman guard Brad Davison of the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team on the phone with me. And, man, we're out of time again, Brad. So I'm going to ask you if you'd be willing to come back again. We'll talk more buckets, and we'll dive in a little bit more into your faith story next time here during this season on S&C. Is that okay?
No worries, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll talk soon.